Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's I want to just, you know, just give a quick thank you guys for that. Female, what was it? It was National Women's Doctor Day. Okay, I don't even know what it was called. We have like a day now almost every year. Do you guys notice that? There's like a there's a National Doctor's Day. There's a National Women's Doctor's Day. There's a and you guys might be like, okay, didn't we just already like celebrate all this? And you know, thank you. I think that was really, really sweet. Love all the reach out. I don't know if I'm a big fan of, you know, all these, I don't know, days, because it seems like just every day there's another day. But the reason why that day existed is because it celebrated Elizabeth Blackwell's birthday. And Elizabeth Blackwell was the first female medical doctor in the U.S. So based on that, they wanted to, you know, honor, you know, I guess doctors that weren't just male but female. And I think we should also honor all doctors and all medical professionals. I get a little nervous when we start to marginalize. I'm honored. I think, yes, women in medicine have done amazing, but so have men in medicine. You know, I mean, lives are saved every day despite your gender. And what's interesting about this is we're making a real, real big deal about National Women Physicians Day or National Women's Day for this or Women's Day for this. Yet we're also on the other end trying to be more gender fluid or gender neutral. And so I'm not exactly sure what the country wants. Does the country want to say, yeah, girl power, yay, women, yay. Look at how women are doing in sports. Look at this woman, you know, and look at her, you know, stats and you know, her record-breaking time. Or are we as a country choosing to be like, look, you know, whoever identifies as female, she's on the female team, and we're celebrating, you know, people's choice of which gender they want to be, and we're going to be gender blind. It doesn't matter if you're male, female, you could use this bathroom. We don't, you're, you know, it's all good. So I'm not really sure where the country wants to go with that. Elizabeth Blackwell, by the way, was born in 1821. She ended up being the first female doctor, had, I guess, multiple rejection letters because I believe she got like statements that she was intellectually inferior. And the first African-American doctor, female, after studying at the New England Female Medical College, now Boston U, was Rebecca Lee Crumpler. And she obviously went through multiple challenges and obstacles as well. And so, you know, in 2017, they found that more than 60% of physicians now under the age of 35 are female. And so we are starting to see a huge shift where we're actually seeing more women in fields. And I'm, as a woman, I'm excited. I mean, I, like I said, I think it's been ridiculous that we've had such suppression all these decades. But I want to be very careful about the world going to suppressing the other side. You know, and you're hearing time and time again, oh, we're only looking for a woman, or we're only looking for diversity, or we're only looking for, and I'm not sure where we go from here in terms of, you know, in terms of allowing everybody to have opportunity, being non-discriminatory, non-racist, non-sexist, but also we don't want to be anti-man. We don't want to be anti-white man, anti-black man, anti, as we're, well, we need to hire more women. We need to show that we're, you know, we need to show that we're diversified. And I just see us struggling, you know, and, you know, meanwhile, in one headline, we're talking about, you know, gender neutral, how gender should have mattered in sports. And then on the other end, it's like, yay, yay, women doctors, yay, woo. You know, so it's like, pick one, guys. You know, what are we going to do? What should we do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I've spoken to you guys about this at length, how I am very, very grateful that I've had the opportunities I've had, and I really, really credit, you know, not only the women who fought for our chance to vote, fought for our chance to go to school, fought for our rights, but also the men, too, that fought for us as well. You know, I loved my daddy. You know, I mean, I love my brothers. I love my husband. And, you know, I do, you know, pivot and credit much of my success, not only to my mom and my sisters and my aunts and my grandmothers and my foremothers, but also the men in my life, too. You know, and the day we start to make people feel like they're not useful, resourceful, relevant, and almost the bad guy, we're going to be in trouble. You know, I mean, like, you know, we're seeing this with sports, the transformation of sports. So, like, you see, everybody, we hired a female coach. Everybody, you see, look at us, we hired a female coach. Okay, well, that's not really complimentary to either side. You know, hire the coach you think is best. If it's a female, great. If it's, you know, male, great. I mean, hire who you think is going to do the best job. Make sure there's no bias in your selection. But right now, it's all about bias. It's all about, no, I got to have somebody that will show that we're, you know, not in a fear of getting canceled. And that's just not the way to do things. So, like I said, I'm honored. I think it's fantastic that, you know, we have made such progress where we have males, females, people of all races in medicine. But just please be very, very careful about how we tread, because it's one of those things where, you know, it's, I just see us marginalizing, stereotyping, and it's, I just, many people have reached out saying, look, I feel like I'm, you know, I have no chance. And I'm telling you right now, you do, I mean, if you're ever going to apply for a job, now's the time to apply. There's such a labor shortage that, I mean, you know, take advantage of that now. But I think our country has to decide where we're going to go. Are we going to be gender neutral? Or are we going to be, yay, yay, women this? You know what? Oh, pick one, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes, the royal flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a very interesting headline came out that if pregnant women chewed sugar-free gum, they could decrease their risk of preterm labor. I know some people did a double take, but I've heard of this before. I've heard of there being this this kind of push to really look at the mouth, really look at our oral hygiene, really look at what we could do to improve our you know, gums and teeth health and how that could affect the rest of our body. And so a study presented at the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, it's their annual meeting called the Pregnancy Meeting, suggested daily use of sugar-free chewing gum beginning before you got pregnant or during early pregnancy could decrease the risk of preterm birth. Now, in medicine, this is huge because preterm labor, I started to go into preterm labor with my first, and I called my attending, who was this old farm doc that, I mean, he used to take care of, you know, everybody in his, you know, neighborhood and their animals and all that. And he was, you know, very, very old school. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I might have to go to the hospital. You know, and then I'm thinking about all the steroids they're going to give me and terbutaline and all these things because I felt like I was going into preterm labor. And he said, what the heck are you doing? Go get some wine. I go, say what? He said, drink some wine. That's what we used to use. I talked to them. We used to use that for preterm labor. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, but I don't have wine. I wasn't a wine drinker. I didn't really have any alcohol. He goes, find some alcohol and drink some. And then call me back. And so I only had like a half a wine cooler. And then I tried to use that, and I had a half a wine cooler, and it stopped. It blew my mind. It stopped. The contraction stopped. Now, I'm not saying go and drink alcohol. But the problem is alcohol has risk factors. And preterm labor is something that could affect, sadly, many of us. And so this study looked at 10,000 women over a 10-year span. They were from Malawi. And apparently, Malawi, and they have the highest number of preterm births. Study authors believe that what it is it was xylitol, a sugar-free substitute in gum. And we'll get to your calls. We see you calling in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Daniel is going to get that for you guys. But xylitol is a sugar substitute. Comes from birch trees. It's actually as sweet as sucrose, but not as caloric. And so we see this in Trident, all sorts of gums that are out there. Forget all the names of, like, I think Extra. And according to the American Dental Association, chewing sugarless gum has been shown to increase the flow of saliva. So if you increase the flow of saliva, you could reduce plaque acid, you could strengthen the teeth, you could reduce tooth decay. So if somebody, and we've seen this, has bad teeth, and not bad teeth meaning, you know, like, oh, they need braces. Bad in terms of health of teeth, where there's cavities, they, you know, the gums might be inflamed. There might be, you know, evidence of, you know, infection and inflammation. That could put people at risk of heart disease. That could put people at risk of other sort of inflammatory disorders. And it just blows my mind how something like that could affect a woman's ability to carry a baby. So in the study, they looked at 5,500 women who were given prenatal and oral health education. And then there was another 4,500 who were given the gum to chew 10 minutes a day, twice a day. And they found out that the amount of preterm birth dropped, I mean, considerably, compared 12.6% to 16.5%. So I'm not saying to go out and get gum, because, you know, xylitol, back in the 70s, they found a link between xylitol and bladder cancer in mice, especially if they consumed doses of 10% and 20%. But then 2020, they found that xylitol had tumor-suppressing activity in mice, meaning it could actually maybe prevent cancer. So studies are still warranted, but pretty damn cool that something cheap and inexpensive and readily available could possibly help with preterm labor. All right, guys, so we do have our guest. This next segment is something that you guys are going to just find fascinating. So we talk about COVID in kids, and we talk about how most kids, they get through it unscathed. But there is this very scary condition called MIS-C. And this multi-system inflammatory syndrome does exist. It's hit already 6,400 children. 55 have died. And many of us don't know anybody who went through that. And, you know, we see the headlines and we're like, you know, what is happening to somebody who gets this? So joining us next is Shirella Ruffin. Her baby boy, Zaire Bell, what a cutie, 6 years old, underwent MIS from COVID. And she's going to kind of talk to us about his story. Shirella, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. You have been through so much. Tell us what happened with Zaire.
Well, it started on his first day actually going to school. From that day, he went to school on a Thursday. On that Friday, he was really, really sick. And didn't understand why he was so sick. So, I'm, you know, a mother. Like, oh, my baby's not eating, not really moving. So I didn't let him go to school. And I took him out of school because he was just, he didn't get no better. And from there on, that Sunday or Saturday, I took him to the emergency room. They said that, oh, everything was all right. They actually did it at Disney Hospital, I think. Did a COVID test, which they never turned the COVID test in to see if he actually had COVID. I actually had to take him to his pediatrician because they sent us home because he was getting worse and worse about the day. The pediatrician checked him. He called and asked if they do the COVID test. They said that they didn't have it. So he did another one, but before we can actually, she can actually do the COVID test on him, he had a seizure in her office.
Whoa.
And I told her, I don't feel comfortable, something's wrong. And she called the ambulance, and I was like, yeah, call them, because I'm not going to sit there and everybody's turning me away and I know something wrong with my baby.
Right.
We end up, they asked me, the closest hospital was UNC Hospital in Summerlin. UNC Hospital was closest, so I said, let's take them to UNC Hospital. Once we got there, we never basically left. So he ended up, long story short, UNC Hospital told me, they don't want to tell me he had MISD, which I didn't even know what that was.
Right.
And they couldn't really explain to me what it was because I don't think they even knew what it was. They just knew that was the name. And because nobody could explain to me what it was. And they said it came from the COVID. He had symptoms from the COVID. He did have it. But at the time he had the symptom for the COVID, he showed no signs that he had COVID. So his little blood cells turned into, you know how you get very sick and your blood cells hide somewhere, then they come out of nowhere and it turns to another infection, and that's where the MISD comes from. And after that happened, he ended up being on life support. From life support, had to get on an echo machine and get flew out to Salt Lake City because UMC Hospital said they couldn't save him.
And this ECMO machine, just to tell my listeners, this ECMO machine is called an extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. It basically acts like an artificial heart and lung machine to oxygenate the blood when somebody can't. It's life support, yeah.
Yeah, it's life support. Basically, they're taking the blood out your body and tearing it, radiating it back into your body.
Right.
It's pumping your heart. It's an amazing machine that can save a lot of kids' lives. But since he got, he's the first kid that they ever flew with one. They had to fly him to Salt Lake. Because if they would have drove him, he would have died. It's no way.
Right.
So he had to fly with him. And it's just really crazy because they called multiple hospitals from Nevada all the way to Los Angeles, and nobody would take my son because they pretty much said my son was, he was dead. It was no use of
him. Oh my gosh.
Taking him. They couldn't pretty much save my son. And what upset me, because now they saying that they have their equipment, and now they saying why we didn't sit him here, we called every hospital. The doctors in UMC Hospital called every hospital. They couldn't do nothing. And I feel like in my point of view, you could take it how you want to take it. I feel like they didn't make the issue better. They made it worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Sharilla, can you stay on? We have to do a quick break. Can you stay on? Because I want to talk more.
Yes.
Okay. Stay on. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is frustrated with mainstream media for refusing to report on Hillary Clinton's campaign being accused of paying a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and later the White House. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion saying the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Trump said in a statement released by his Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, can you imagine that? What should be the biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention. And in breaking news this afternoon, a mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky, is safe after he was targeted in a shooting just below his office this morning. Craig Greenberg, the Democrat who announced his mayoral run in April of last year, said on Twitter, my team and I are fortunately all safe. We are with the LMPD now. Thank you for the outpouring of support. This is USA Radio News. Cold War-like tensions continue at the Ukrainian border. And another country is trying to help with that story. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Germany is doing more to avert conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Kyiv on Monday to talk with Ukrainian leaders regarding Russia's posturing on their border. Also, Ukraine's foreign minister requested a meeting with Kremlin officials within the next 48 hours. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez, once called by Donald Trump a druggie and a joke unworthy of wearing the pinstripes, is now the key part of an investment group seeking to buy the ex-president's marquee Washington, D.C. hotel, according to the Associated Press. A-Rod's involvement in the $375 million deal, which could close within the next 2 weeks, would make the athlete-turned-entrepreneur an unlikely financial savior for Trump, allowing him to recoup millions he invested and even emerge with a large profit from his hotel. Don't forget, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking to Shirella Ruffin, whose son, Zaire Bell, had undergone multi-system inflammatory syndrome from COVID with no symptoms of COVID. Doctors having trouble diagnosing it. Doctors having trouble getting what he needed. And, you know, she thought, and thank God he's alive, doing well. Shirella is still with us. Shirella, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, you are so awesome. So yeah, so you were talking about how, you know, you made it then to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City Primary Children's Hospital took him. He had to eventually have surgery. What kind of surgery did he have to have?
Heart surgery. He had 8 different surgeries in a month. One at UMC Hospital. They actually put the echo there at UMC Hospital, and flew him out from UMC Hospital. We went to Salt Lake City, and he had 8 different surgeries with his heart. He still have upcoming surgery. We actually have to travel to Salt Lake City September 7th. February 17th, we have the prostate
exam. Wow.
For the heart again.
Was it the valve? What happened? Did they explain what happened to his heart? Was it the valve? What did this MISC or COVID do to his heart?
It actually deteriorated his heart to 10%. He only had 10% of his heart left. He was very weak, tired, exhausted. Without the echo and him getting on the echo, my son wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
Period. He would not. We didn't even have enough time. They had to actually operate him right then and there out here to fly him there to make sure they monitor the machine, because the machine was actually there. They flew their machine out here to him because Las Vegas, Nevada said they didn't have one for him. Now they're saying, we didn't have room. That's a lie. I was right there. They said my kid wasn't going to make it. It was no use. And my kid's here today to say he's here.
And thank God.
We blessed, and I'm happy that he's here, and we blessed.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it's a lot of mothers that's going through the same thing as the little girl right now that been fighting this for 2 years. Her name is Heather. Her name is Heather.
Yep.
Her and her mom is... I've been talking to her and her mom and giving her hope and ideas of what I did to get to Salt Lake City, because Nevada refused to help her and her kids, and they both sick. And it's a lot of people who don't believe in this, and this is real. My family went through it, and you can possibly go through it if you do not pick up and realize this is really out here. Some people don't believe in it, and it's here.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was healthy. Zaire was healthy, right? No asthma, no medical issues that he had prior to this.
No. Found out he had epilepsy. He had seizures. That's all he had. But he was healthy besides that. He was running around. He was. You can even tell he'd have a seizure and he'd get up and run.
Yeah.
Like Zaire. He's a boy. Like, I'm proud of him. My son's own way. And for this condition to bring him down, he get more tired now. He's more weak. He got a sex shot because from the echo, he ends up getting blood clots in his neck. Thank God, I just found out he is shot. But he still got a lot of medications. He still have a lot of doctor's appointments. I still have to travel with him.
Yeah.
All the way.
How are you holding up with that? That's got to be. I mean, oh my gosh, the cost. What can we do to help?
When it's a condition like this, it's so hard to, I'm the type of person, I've always been independent and I never ask for help. I work and I'm a single mom, so I work hard. I don't have help, The support that I get is very small because I don't trust a lot of people, but they hit up his GoFundMe page because I didn't have no choice. My bill was too high. I'm getting medical bills in the mail, and I'm going to keep it honest. I see a medical bill goes in the trash because I can never afford a bill. You know what I mean? I'm barely making it out here myself. I actually got robbed when I was in a hospital with my son and my house.
Yeah, I heard. That's ridiculous.
I couldn't even bring my son in the house with the condition that they left us. So I had to take more money from out the pocket. Thanks to my dad, he had to pay for a hotel for almost a month, and it took money from him, me, food, everything. I left my three other kids, even though I have a foster daughter too. I have a foster daughter. I had to leave all my kids behind and to be in Salt Lake City with him, because he didn't have nobody there but me.
Right.
So,
wow.
A lot of parents go through that. We should have things out here to help us.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I feel like the governor needs to open his eyes and realize that it's mothers that's out here struggling. It's like, okay, we got Biden as our president. What are you pushing forward to do to help these mothers, these fathers? Y'all pretty much is making, we can't even afford to live anymore. The rent rate went up. you guys took unemployment, you guys taking food stamps, you guys taking, I'm standing, yes I am, call it how you want to call it, but what have you guys done for these people that are struggling during this COVID, this pandemic? It's still a pandemic.
Yep.
No matter how much the shot is out, people
yep.
still catching it. People who's getting a shot even still catching it, ended up in hospitals.
Yep.
So
I know, honey. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the GoFundMe page, I'm going to definitely share that. It's called 6-Year-Old Fights COVID Due to MISC. And it's been on my Facebook and my Twitter. We'll definitely share it again. Roughly, Shirella, can I ask how much have the medical bills kind of accumulated to? What are we looking at?
Well, it's a start where, you know, an echo, when you are being on an echo machine, that echo machine already started off at a, I don't want to get the estimate wrong because mm-hmm. they kind of took my word when they put it on the news sometimes.
Yeah.
But from what I got said, it started off at $1 million, but I don't want to be wrong. But
right.
I know a lot of medical bills, I'm getting different ones for $20,000, $15,000. I just throw them away. Half of them, when I know they come, I'm being real. I don't even look. Because I know I can't afford any of that.
It's stressful. It's stressful. Yeah,
if
you got
in a hospital. If I'm not technically wrong, it's like $20,000 to $10,000 each day you're in a hospital. So you can add that up.
Wow.
I his records for his medical bills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I'm with Anthem Medicare. They're going to pay for majority of it, hopefully. I'm not for sure what I'm going to get slapped in the
right.
face in the future with the bills.
But you got a surgery coming up. You got to travel for that. Hopefully, you know, our listeners who are listening to this can help. Shirella, hang in there. Please keep in touch. I'm so proud of Zaire. He's really a trooper. I'm glad he's out of the hospital. Yeah. Good luck with the next surgery.
His birthday coming up on the 9th of this month, February 9th, and I asked him what he wants. He said, it's so sad. He told me, I said, what do you want for your birthday? He said, Mom, I just want a better heart. I want to play basketball. I want to play football. And it broke my heart.
Oh.
It broke.
It is. It does. It's heartbreaking. Well, we're sending prayers, hopefully sending help. Shirella, you hang in there. Can't wait to have you back. Please keep in touch with me and sending prayers and blessings, okay? Hang in there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We see you guys on the line. We'll get to you right after break. But yeah, you know, this MISC that we see from COVID, it affects over 6,000 kids. We've lost 55 children so far. Not sure why some kids get that serious sequelae of COVID, but, you know, the child, Zaire, didn't even look like he had COVID. So this was heartbreaking, but hopefully he's going to pull through. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Teibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Doctor. Yeah, I'm just fine. San Francisco is still relatively safe. I think we're at 714 dead. You know, in 2 years' time, it's not even 1,000 yet. But, boy, I'll tell you, all throughout California, 6,000 in Riverside County, Orange County, Los Angeles, it's like 28,000 dead. Yeah. And but we're not even at 1,000. We're at 714, and that was because in 100 years ago, in the 1918 epidemic, San Francisco was apparently the dumbest city in America. It had the highest death count because everybody did the right thing in the beginning, but they got bored all of this after a pause, and then they came back partying and just spread it and died like flies. So we decided not to do that this time, months of COVID, that last caller spurred me to think about it, because in San Francisco, we've got a whole lot of millionaires that don't want to die. And they know that if the homeless get it, they're as likely to spread it throughout the whole city. So they made a point. The millionaires of San Francisco said, we're going to make sure there's free vaccines, that you don't have to show your papers to get a vaccine, and you don't have to show your papers to get a test, and the tests are free.
Well, the showing the papers, yeah, the showing the papers is to be able to go eat, to fly, yeah. So, everybody should get a free test. Everybody should get a free vaccine right now. I mean, the testing was free for some time, and so in most places it still is through the health department, but you shouldn't have to show any papers to get a test or to get a vaccine.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. In a lot, we're a sanctuary city. This is why I say show your papers, because we, you know, if you go to San Diego, right on the Mexican border, you got to show your papers. And what do they got? Like 20? They don't have 27,000 dead, but they have in the thousands. I'm not sure if they're 10,000 dead.
Oh, you mean for immigrant status for
yeah.
Oh, okay, not in terms of show the papers for vaccines, right?
No,
right.
Well, no, yeah. And yeah. I'm talking yeah. about in the beginning, like in the very beginning, Glide Church. It's a famous church for helping the homeless out here in San Francisco. It's across the street from the Hilton Hotel in Union Square.
Yep.
And so Glide Church made a point. They were giving away free vaccines, free tests in September of 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So free tests. And
right.
As soon as the tests came out, they made sure that everybody had one and or got access to it. There's still a few fools around here, but for the most, we're like 95% vaccinated, and we've only got 715 dead. And the fact that these liars are out there saying, oh, you get the vaccine, you're going to turn into a leprechaun or turn into whatever crap. San Francisco, you'd come out and find out how many of us have dropped dead from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty near none. And I couldn't tell. I'm saying pretty near because I don't know if there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, the whole point of the economics of big money can get you killed if you listen to them tell you to get back to work. And if big money cuts off the unemployment and makes sure that people are trapped going back to work,
but,
and they don't raise the minimum wage. And everybody's got higher expenses because of this epidemic.
Yeah.
And
I get you, David, but hold on a second. No, yeah, I get you, David, because it's, you know, it is frustrating when people lost their unemployment benefits and all that. But what the governments are now trying to grapple with is, what if COVID doesn't go away? Do people just never work? Do people just never go back to work? And the thing is the reason why we were able to do quote unquote lockdowns is because half the country did work. You know, people locked down, but I'm like, what are you eating tonight? Oh, I got Uber Eats from this restaurant, which means somebody is going to the restaurant. Somebody is doing Uber Eats. Somebody's still at the hospital. So it's the questions that we're going to still grapple with is, who gets to stay home and who doesn't? Because in order for lockdowns to work, you need half the country still working. Somebody has to work
right.
at the power. Somebody
remember,
has to work.
You remember eviction?
You know.
There was the eviction protection. They would give a weekly stipend to keep you at home, and they gave you eviction protection. If you couldn't pay your rent, just put in for it at the state office, and they'll take care of it for you. Keep you at home instead of becoming homeless in the middle of an epidemic. It's
right.
bad enough that you couldn't self-quarantine if you're homeless. I mean, and so nobody expected it to drag on for 2 years.
Right.
But you got these stingy SOBs, you know, state of Missouri. I'll call them out straight for what they are. They're just they're lying murderers, because they went out of their way. Even the state of Florida, didn't they set it up so that if you are unemployed, unvaccinated, unemployed, get unemployment, but if you're vaccinated, you don't get any protection? State of Florida is like, how creepy is that?
No. Well, David,
Missouri,
look,
on
David,
the other
yeah,
hand,
yeah,
they'll
yeah,
raise
David,
their legal
I
money.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off because we're gonna have to. I gotta finish this one segment. But look, I think you have brought up a lot of good points where we have to figure out. You know, we do have this disparity where if somebody's unvaccinated, they get to take off and spend longer. You know, at home isolating, whereas somebody vaccinated has to go to work. You have this disparity of people thinking that the vaccine is going to turn you, you know, into having three eyes and horns. But then on the flip side, there are side effects to the vaccine, and you know, do we still protect someone's right to choose? But in terms of the lockdown, Johns Hopkins came out showing, Johns Hopkins even said, look, these lockdowns might have even worsened mortality. So we have to be very, very careful. Even if San Francisco can boast smaller numbers, and hopefully they do, of the death rate in cases, we have areas still across the United States that didn't have as strict a lockdown who are back to work, you know, back to living normal life, and you know, they're still, you know, they didn't do worse than San Francisco. So I think,
well,
you know, David,
if you think about it as a pollen, see, like if you compare COVID to hay fever. Now, hay fever, you're allergic to pollen, you're allergic to dust, you're allergic to, you know, mold or something like that. That stuff's floating in the air, and you're going to sneeze like crazy. You go down to the drugstore, and you get some antihistamine or some over-the-nighttime dressy, drowsy medicine, and the it'll take away your symptoms, but the pollen or the hay, the, you know, dander or whatever it is still there. In COVID, it's pretty much the same. If you get this stuff stuck to your lungs, if it sticks to your lungs, then you're going to go into spasms, which create pus, and then you can drown in your own pus. So it's a delicate virus, though. Doesn't it fall apart in like a day and a half? So we don't. We basically, as an entire nation, if we all settled down all at once, we wouldn't. We could do it in a day and a half.
No, we couldn't. But we wouldn't. Dave. I want to be optimistic like that too, but there's no way because we have open borders. We have viruses coming from other countries. We have new viruses all the time. You cannot hide from COVID. You just can't. In fact, studies even shown that people who stayed home. Look at Olympics. The Olympics right now is the biggest experiment possible. They have a bubble. They are locking people down. They have a bubble. Those bubbles are being quarantined and tested all the time, and they're still having an outbreak. This virus is outsmarting us, and there's no way, and thank you again, David, for calling. There's just no way we can hide from this sucker. We have to learn how to live with it. I don't want to get it. I got it. It sucked. I don't want anybody getting this, but there is no way to hide from this. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.